The castle seemed to be mine in a way it never had been before. The day seemed specially to belong to me. I even had a feeling that I owned myself more than I usually do. It was time to gather flowers for the rites. They have to be wild flowers. I can't remember if that is traditional or if Rose and I made it up. Mallow, campion, and bluebells for the garland to hang round our necks, foxgloves to carry, and we always wore wild roses in our hair. Even since Rose has given up the rites, she has sometimes come out for the garland gathering. I kept talking to her yesterday and hearing her answer. It made me miss her more than ever, so I talked to Heloise instead. We had the most peaceful, companionable walk along the lane and through the fields, with Heloise carrying the flower basket for several seconds at a time, the whole back half of her waggling with pride. When I finished my garland, it was nearly 8, and a pale moon was coming up, though the sky was still blue. I changed into my green linen frock and put on my garland and wild roses. There wasn't a breath of wind as I climbed the mound. When the church clock struck 9, I emptied the sack of twigs into the circle of stones and put on the small logs that Stephen had left ready. Then I lit the twigs. They caught quickly, and all my thoughts seemed drawn into the fire, to be burning with it in the brightly lit circle of stones. And then, far off in the forgotten dusk, someone called my name. Cassandra! Did it come from the lane or from the castle? And whose voice was it? Dead still, I waited for it to call again, trying to shut my ears to the fire noises. After a few seconds, I began to think I must have imagined it. Then Heloise began barking, the way she barks when somebody arrives. I ran across the mound and peered down, but I couldn't see into the lane or the courtyard because a thick mist was rising from the moat. Then, floating across the mist, came the voice again. Cassandra! A long, drawn-out call. It was a voice that had never called me before. Here I am! I yelled back. Who is it? Someone was moving through the mist, crossing the bridge. Heloise came racing ahead, very pleased with herself. Why, of course, it'll be Neil, I thought suddenly, and started to run down to meet him. Then at last I saw clearly. It wasn't Neil. It was Simon. Oh, strange to remember. I wasn't pleased to see him. I had wanted it to be Neil, if it had to be anyone at all when I was just starting the rites. I wouldn't blame anybody who caught a grown girl at them for thinking her consciously naive. As we shook hands, I made up my mind to take him indoors without referring to the fire. But he looked up at it and said, I'd forgotten it was Midsummer Eve. Rose told me about the fun you always have. How pretty your garland is. Then, somehow, we were walking up the mound together. He had driven down to see the Scotney agent, had been working with him all day. Then I thought I'd come and call on you and your father. Is he out? There are no lights in the castle. I explained about father, and said he might possibly have turned up at the flat. Well, then you'll have to sleep in my room. We're like sardines in that apartment. What a glorious blaze. As we sat down, I wondered how much Rose had told him about the rites. I hoped he only knew that we lit a fire for them. Then I saw him look at the basket. How's Rose? I asked quickly to distract him from it. Oh, she's fine. She sent you her love, of course. So did Topaz. Is this the vicar's port that Rose told me about? The medicine bottle was sticking right out of the basket. Yes, he gives me a little every year, I said, feeling most self-conscious. Do we drink it or make a libation? We? Oh, I'm going to celebrate too. I shall represent Rose, even if she does feel too old for it. Suddenly, I stopped feeling self-conscious. It came to me that Simon was one of the few people who would really find Midsummer Rites romantic. that he'd see them as a link with the past, and that they might even help with those English roots he wants to strike. So I said, "All right, that'll be lovely," and began to unpack the basket.